Despite heavy patches of rain over the last fortnight, water levels in Auckland dams are still not at required levels due to one of the most severe droughts in Auckland's history. Recently, Watercare presented a four-stage plan to Auckland councillors on further water restrictions if levels continue to drop. We're joined now by CEO for Watercare Services in Auckland, Raveen Jadaram, for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Raveen.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for the opportunity.
Raveen, firstly, what are the current levels in Auckland at the moment for our reservoir dams?
Yeah, well, we are over 55% full now. But at this time of the year, we would be about 80% full normally. So we're still a good 25% short.
Now, with regards to the presentation or the four-stage plan presented to Auckland Council over the last fortnight, can you tell us more on that, please?
Yeah, so basically what we are saying is that if the situation keeps getting worse, then we will put restrictions in escalating order. So right now we are in level one restriction. And then if our lake levels fall further, then we'll go into level two and then level three and then level four. So these are just escalations should we not be able to save enough water and should we not get the rain which we are waiting for.
Now, Raveen, one of the options that has been talked about over the last few months with regards to increasing the amount of water taken from the Waikato, what is the latest update on that?
So we have been taking an additional 10 megalitres a day from the Waikato River. So we have permitted use of 150 megalitres a day. And we are currently doing about 160 megalitres a day. So on the 16th of June, we invoked an emergency clause of the Resource Management Act. And we've been using that to take more water. But at the same time, we requested Hamilton City Council if they could give us some of the water that has been allocated to them. And once we get that, we will stop the emergency take.
Has an update or a decision been made on that note yet, Raveen?
My understanding is Hamilton City Council met last night and they may have decided. Formally, I haven't received notification yet.
Now, another option that has been talked about recently, $57.5 million earmarked to recommission a dam in Honua to help with the water shortage. Tell us more.
So we have a dam in Papakura. It's the Hayes Creek Dam. And that dam is full of water, but we do not have a treatment facility to take that water. So we are putting together some mobile treatment units, and that will be ready by December to take additional water from that dam. So that water's there, it's sitting there. We just have to get the treatment plant ready and then we'll start taking that water.
In terms of the current water restrictions in place, how are Aucklanders doing? Are we all on board, or the 400 plus million that is used per day? It's not doing too well.
No, Aucklanders have been fabulous, Brian. Aucklanders have been fantastic. So we set ourselves a target for June that we would not use more than 410 megalitres a day, collectively, all of Auckland. And we finished June with our average being about 402 megalitres a day. So that was a tremendous call to action by Aucklanders to reduce the demand. And that's the restriction, which is not to use the hose pipe outside. But we've also been saying that we can save water by having a shorter shower, a four-minute shower, making sure that the dishwasher and the washing machines are full before they're used, and not leaving the tap on when we're brushing our teeth. And, all the little hygiene things, little a little saving by each one of us makes a big difference collectively.
Ravin, what is a megalitre?
A megalitre is 1 million litres. It's a lot of water. So, you know, a milk bottle, that's 2 litres. So 500,000 of those 2-litre milk bottles will give you 1 million litres.
Oh, my goodness. Now, worst-case scenario, if capacity levels aren't reached, because when we spoke previously, you said that we needed to be at certain maybe 78 percent by summer, because generally, you know, summer is a dry period. But unfortunately for this year, you know, it's been much drier. In fact, the driest it's been since records have been taken. So worst-case scenario, what are we looking at in terms of being able to manage water supply in Auckland, Ravin?
Yes, that's a very good question, Brian. So by the end of October every year, we want our lake storage levels to be around 90% full. So at this stage, we're at 55. The concern we have is the weather forecast is that spring will be dry. And if spring is dry, it means we won't get as much rain, which is why we are asking Aucklanders to keep the demand down, which is why we're looking for other sources. And, of course, we're praying for the rain. And we had rain last week that increased our lake storage by about 10%, which was fantastic. So we are hoping that we don't get into more serious restrictions, that we stay in level one. And that is because level two and definitely level three and four restrictions are very severe on businesses. And, you know, we all know that we've just come out of COVID-19. Businesses haven't been doing well because they were locked down. The last thing we want to do is put further restrictions on our small business communities. So it is extremely important that as we get towards summer, we are all doing our bits so that businesses don't have to be restricted in what they do, because they all need water. So the outlook is, if we keep our demand low and if we can bring the augmentations in, we should be able to be around 80% full by October, end of October, which is very close to 90%. But if we don't get to 90% or more, then we will still have some form of level one restriction over summer. That's where we are. That's where we are at this point in time.
A very big thank you, CEO of Water Care Services Limited in Auckland, Ravin Jaduram. Appreciate your time this morning, Ravin, and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
It's 17 minutes past 7, 5:31 PI, Pacific People Together.